sveta liturgija i sveto pričešće, kao i priziv Svetoga Duha koji obavismo i prizva smo Duha Svetoga na glave svih nas, a ponajviše nadamo se dece da prosveti razume njihove kao što čusmo ovim molitvama i da učestvuju aktivno u nauci Gospodnje kojem se bude predavalo ovdje u crkvi. Znam da je sad glavna i osnovna briga da li ćemo se vršiti na vrijeme za početak utakmice. Obećavam da nećemo dugo govoriti, ja bih samo želio da još jedanput pozdravim, prošle nedjelje sam. Evo, otac Ivan kaže da će on dugo govoriti.
Pitao sam ga čije ime obećava.
Tako da želim da pozdravim samo oca Igumana još jedanput, oca Igumana Timoteja, za one koji nisu imali prilike da ga vide i čuju. Otac Iguman, arhimandrit Timotej Milivojević je gost naše parohije. Bivši iguman manastira Studenice, najznačajnijeg srpskog manastira, kao što znamo, podignutog od strane blagorodne porodice Nemanjića, kao i Hilandar manastir, a sada igumana manastira Svetog Vaznesenja, Očarsko Tablarskoj klisuri. Otac Iguman je sa nama već evo dve nedelje i bit će naredne nedelje, pozivam vas sve. Malo su nam se promijenili planovi, budući da danas utakmica, neće biti predavanje, ali sljedeće nedelje svakako će biti predavanje koje smo obećali, koje je bilo i prošle sedmice, i oni koji su bili tu imali su priliku da čuju našeg gosta, dragog oca Igumana. Dobro nam došli, oči, još jedan put i molimo vas još jedan put za kratku poluku i duhovne mudrosti iz vaše riznice.
Dragi oče, draga braće i sestre, draga dečice, sreća vam praznik Svetoga Duha.
My dear father, dear brothers and sisters, my dear youngest ones, blessed be the feast of Holy Spirit.
Zašto i danas praznik Svetoga Duha? Pa na prvom mestu, zato što smo služili svetu liturgiju, na kojoj Sveti Duh silazi i osvećuje darove, hleb i vino pretvara u telo i krv Hristovu.
And why do we celebrate and why did I say the day of Holy Spirit? It's because we first of all serve the liturgy and we invoke the Holy Spirit to come and descend upon the holy gifts and to sanctify and transform them.
A onda i zbog toga što smo danas obavili molebno pojanje priziva Svetoga Duha na našu dečicu, na učenike koji kreću u svoje škole, ali koji kreću od ove nedelje i na veronauku ovdje pri ovom vašem hramu.
And then also because we invoke the Holy Spirit upon the heads of our youngest members of our community, because they are about to start their schools, just their regular schools, but the Sunday school is very in this church.
Mi svi govorimo o Svetome Duhu, o silasku Svetoga Duha, o prizivu Svetoga Duha. A ko je u stvari Sveti Duh?
We always talk in the church, especially about the Holy Spirit. Who is he, truly?
Sveti Duh je naš Bog. Jedno od tri lica Svete Trojice. Međutim, mi ne možemo nikada spoznati suštinu Božiju, ali onoliko koliko nam se Bog otkrio, toliko možemo da primimo i toliko nam je dovoljno za spasenje.
And truly, Holy Spirit is our Lord, one of the three hypostases of Holy Trinity, but, however, we cannot fully understand the secret, the mystagogy of Holy Trinity, but as much as we can bear and as much as it's sufficient for our salvation.
Neću govoriti nekom visokom teologijom, samo ću se poslužiti jednim objašnjenjem kako je to Bog Trojica, a opet jedan koji je upotrebio Sveti Cirilo kada je išao da propoveda među Saracenima.
I'm not gonna speak in theological terms now for you, but I will use one example and explanation of the mystery of Holy Trinity given by Saint Cyril, our enlightener, brother of Saint Methodius, the enlightened Serbian people, Slovenic people.
Pošto oni nisu mogli nikako da pojme kako su to tri Boga, Bog Otac, Bog Sin i Bog Sveti Duh, a opet jedan Bog, on je uporedio Boga sa suncem.
They preached in the 9th century to the people called Saracens, Saraceni, and they could not understand. They could not understand how is it possible that God is at the same time one and three, and has manifested himself in three persons. And they used sun as an example.
Pa on kaže, uzmimo onu sunčevu loptu i pretpostavimo da je to Bog Otac čija je suština.
If we take a sun and take son to be a father, holy father of the Holy Trinity.
Iz te sunčeve lopte, kao što se rađa svetlost, tako se iz očeve suštine rađa sin.
And as we can see light coming from sun, sunball, that we see upon the sky, it likewise, son is being born from his father.
I kao što iste sunčeve lopte, ishodi, izvire, toplota, tako iz očeve suštine ishodi Sveti Duh koji nas ozaruje toplotom.
And in a same manner, as we can feel heat coming from the sun, in like manner, Holy Spirit exceeds from the Father as well.
I kao što nisu tri sunca, iako imamo i loptu, i svetlost, i toplotu, tako nisu ni tri Boga, nego je jedan Bog.
And even though, as we said, we have sun, we see it upon the sky, then we see the light, and we feel the heat, coming radiation of heat coming from it, it's not three suns, there is only one sun, and likewise, there are not three gods, but Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, one in essence.
Dakle, kao što ne možemo od sunca odvojiti ni svetlost ni toplotu, tako ne možemo odvojiti ni oca ni sina ni svetoga duha jednog od drugog.
As we cannot separate heat and light coming from a sun, we also cannot separate Son and Holy Spirit from Father, Holy Father.
A kada su pitali svetog Serafima Sarovskog šta je cilj hrišćanskog života, on je rekao da je cilj zadobijanje svetoga duha.
At one point, God seekers asked Holy Father Serafim of Sarov, what is the goal, what is the true goal of Christian life? And he responded, to acquire Holy Spirit.
I rekao je da podvizi sami po sebi nisu cilj, misleći na post, na molitvu, na milosrđe i ostale druge podvige i hrišćanske vrline. Oni su samo sredstva za postizanje tog cilja.
And he also added that ascetic life and Christian life, as we call it, prayers, fasting, almsgiving, everything that we do, it's not a goal on its own. It's rather means to acquire this much, much higher goal.
I kada je pitao Sveti Serafim Sarovski svog sagovornika Motovilova u tom trenutku šta osjećaš, a on je rekao da osjeća tišinu i mir u svom unutrašnjem biću.
And then Saint Seraphim of Sarov asked his guest and the person he spoke to, Molotivilov, what are you feeling right now? And he said, I feel this peace and tranquility inside myself.
Jer u tom trenutku Sveti Serafim se pomolio Bogu i blagodat Svetoga Duha sišla je na njih dvojicu.
Because at that very moment, while they spoke, Saint Seraphim of Sarov prayed, and gift and Holy Spirit descending upon them both, and he felt it.
A to su u stvari reči Hristove iz Evanđelja koji kaže da je carstvo Božije unutra u nama.
And those are actually the words of our Lord Jesus Christ who said the kingdom of heaven inside us.
Ako hoćemo da tražimo Boga, carstvo Božije, raj, mir, tišinu, sreću, radost, možemo ih naći samo unutra u sebi.
If we are to seek for the kingdom of God, for peaceful life, for joy, for happiness, we can find it only and only inside ourselves.
Ali da bi ih našli, moramo stupiti u borbu sa samim sobom.
But to find, in order to find it, we have to
fight ourselves.
Zašto? Zato što u tom istom našem srcu, kao što obitava Bog, može da obitava i đavo ako mu mi dozvolimo. Kao što obitava vrlina, može da obitava i greh. Kao što obitava ljubav, može da obitava i mržnja ako mi to dozvolimo.
Why is it so? Why do we have to fight? It's because our hearts, our inner being can be a dwelling place for our Lord, but can also be a dwelling place for a devil. And we can also have love, but we can also have hate inside ourselves, inside our hearts.
Zato je borba nas hrišćana uvek za, a nikada protiv.
Therefore, our battle, our Christian battle is always for, never against.
Mi se ne borimo protiv greha, nego se borimo za vrlinu. Mi se ne borimo protiv smrti, nego se borimo za život. Mi se ne borimo protiv đavola, nego se borimo za Boga.
So we are not fighting in our Christian life, we are not fighting with sin, but rather we are fighting for a virtue. We are not fighting against that, but we are fighting for life. And we are not, at lastly, we are not fighting the devil, but we are fighting for our Christ.
Jer ako se budemo stalno borili protiv nekoga ili nečega, mi ćemo na kraju zaboraviti u stvari za šta treba da se borimo.
If we keep fighting in our lives against our enemies, what will happen is that we will forget ultimately, and we will forget what are we actually fighting for.
I kao što reče prepodobni Serafim Sarovski, mi treba da se borimo za zadobijanje Svetoga Duha.
And as Saint Seraphim of Sarov spoke, we are to fight to acquire Holy Spirit.
I onda kada je ponovo pitao svog sagovornika Motovilova, šta osjećaš opet? On mu je rekao da osjeća radost.
And then again he asked his guest Motovilov, what are you feeling right now? And he said, I'm feeling a joy.
Po rečima Svetog apostola Pavla, koji kaže da plod duha jesu radost, mir, ljubav, dugotrpljenje, vera, krotost, uzdržanje.
According to the words of Saint Apostle Paul, the results, fruits of the Spirit are,
i kaže,
samo ponovi još jedno, plodovi duha,
ljubav, radost, mir,
so love, joy, peace,
vera, krotost, uzdržanje,
faith, humbleness, and modesty.
I kaže, za takve nema zakona.
And there is no law for such a people.
Zašto? Zato što su oni time ispunili sav zakon i time su postali iznad zakona.
How come there is no not a law for that kind of people? It's because they fulfill the law and they're above the law.
Jer zakon je za nesavršene, a ljubav je za savršene.
Because law is for the imperfect ones and love is for the perfect ones.
I onda ćemo znati da smo zadobili blagodat Svetoga Duha ako upravo te vrline budemo imali.
And then we will know that the Holy Spirit descended upon us if we recognize those virtues in ourselves.
Iznad svega unutrašnja tišina i mir.
Above all, inner tranquility and peace.
A onda radost iz koje izvire ljubav.
And then joy that streams love.
Kad budete toliko radosni da se svakom stvorenju koga vidite, koga sretnete, radujete i volite ga neizmerno, bez ikakvog interesa i koristi, onda znajte da ste zadobili blagodat Duha Svetog.
And you get to the point that joy, this joy overcomes you and overtakes you, so you perceive all other people with joy, with this great joy, then you will know that Holy Spirit is with you.
Kada je sveti prorok Ilija u Starom Zavetu izašao na goru da vidi Boga, da mu se javi Bog.
And in the Old Testament, Holy Prophet Isaiah, he climbed up the mountain so he can see God.
Kaže, naiđe prvo jak vetar i gromovi i munje i prođoše, a kaže, tu ne bi Bog.
A terrible storm happened, wind and the lightnings and everything There was no God.
Pa nađe zemljotres i prodrma sve iz temelja i prođe i kaže ni tu ne bi Bog.
And then an earthquakes happened and everything passed by and he still did not find God.
I onda se kaže da naiđe tihi povetarac, tanani glas, tihi glas i kaže u njemu bi Bog.
And then all of a sudden this light wind came and a spirit, a very very peaceful spirit and a whisper came and he found God in that peacefulness.
Zašto? Zato što po reči opet apostola Bog se gordima protivi, a smirenima daje blagodat.
And why is it so? It's because God is always an opponent to those who are prideful and an ally to those who are humble.
I zašto mi ne dobijamo blagodat Svetoga Duha kada se molimo, kada postimo, kada se pričešćujemo, ispovedamo i činimo druga dobra dela?
And why don't we get a gift of Holy Spirit when we fast, when we come to the church, when we are doing all kinds of almsgiving and Christian life?
Kaže opet apostol u poslanici, ištete i ne dobijate, jer ne umete, kaže, da ištete.
And it's because in St. Apostle Paul mentioned in one of his epistles, you are asking but you are not receiving because you do not know what to ask and how to ask.
Evo jedan primjer kako se mi uglavnom molimo Bogu.
Here's an example how do we pray.
Kada stanemo na molitvu da od Boga nešto tražimo, mi uglavnom u svojoj glavi isprojektujemo kako to treba da izgleda kad nam Bog usliši molitvu.
When we usually address God in our prayers, it's usually to ask for something and we have this projection and imagination how it should look and what should happen.
I onda ako nije tako, onda za nas to nije od Boga.
And then if something happens and it's not as we imagined it, then we say this is not from God.
I u stvari mi Boga time uslovljava.
So actually this is a conditional relationship with God.
Mi hoćemo da Bog nas sluša, a ne mi Boga.
We want God to listen to us and not vice versa.
Mi hoćemo da Bog ispunjava našu volju, a ne mi da ispunjavamo njegovu svetu volju.
We want God to fulfill our desires and our will and again not vice versa.
Zato kada se molimo, uvek treba da završimo sa rečima neka bude tvoja sveta volja, Bože.
And therefore when we pray and when we are about to finish our prayers, we are always to say let it be your will.
Ali da zaista tako mislimo, da budemo otvoreni i da ne dajemo Bogu rokove i da Boga ne uslovljavamo svojom molitvom.
But we are not only to say but truly truly think and feel inside ourselves that not to put conditions in our relationship with God.
Onda će se useliti mir u nas i tišina i radost i ljubav. Onda će blagodat Svetoga Duha biti na nama i onda ćemo mi u stvari umeti da prepoznamo kad nam je preko koga i u koje vreme Bog uslišio našu molitvu.
And then only then peace, love, tranquility, joy will come and balance us.
Neka blagodat Svetoga Duha siđe na vas svagda, sada i uvek i u vekove vekova.
Blessings of the Holy Spirit be upon you.